to the professional thieves for hire who stole personal journals and photographs from my home in the wake of the OJ murders, I say, attempts to intimidate me and silence me have only strengthened my resolve to write this book. Your invasion of my privacy and placing of phone taps at my home have literally put me in fear for my life. I have no doubts about who sent you to steal my property. The only journals that were stolen were those covering the time period leading up to the murder of my best friend, Nicole Brown Simpson. Like the other friends of Nicole, I have suffered through sleepless nights, thoughts of suicide, thoughts of fleeing my own country. But I will not do any of these things. I will, with all accuracy and honesty that I can muster, write about the events that led up to this awful crime. In doing this, I know I must be unflinchingly honest about myself. Writing this book has been painful. Like most people, I shrink from exposing my innermost secrets and my most private and intimate actions. But to tell Nicole's story honestly, I must also tell you mine. Some of what I say can never be corroborated. Between Nicole and me, especially toward the end of her life, we had many conversations and discussed many events that were meant to be private forever. But on all that I hold sacred, I promise you the truth. I know that powerful allies of O.J. Simpson will do everything in their power to discredit me, but they will fail, because the ultimate and central fact is not me or what they will say about me. What matters is the truth. This book is dedicated to the most wonderful friend I've ever known, and to women everywhere who are trapped in a corrosive and humiliating relationship like the one Nicole did not survive. And if this book inspires even one woman to seek help in escaping the cycle of violence, what Nicole used to call her little secret, then any embarrassment I suffer will be an acceptable price to pay. Nicole, you have no one to speak for you. Let me try.